Broncos are 4-1, but with per-game averages of just one touchdown and 12.4 points, the offense is flummoxed and searching for answers.
You know, I think first off and foremost, you know, we're happy to get the win, but it's frustrating. I know I'm frustrated because used to scoring points, used to having a little bit more opportunities to, you know, put us in position to score, you know, myself, Rod, and the other receivers. But, you know, I'm thinking still an early season. You know, a lot of big games coming up. You know, got to do something. You know, can't keep saying the same thing every week. You know, maybe we'll find, you know, got to do something.
Obviously, I mean, you play this game, I think when you're all said and done, you play it to win. And, you know, if in this system and with our head coach, he wants to win and he wants to dominate and he wants to put up points, he wants to put up yardage. You know, we're not doing that right now. We'll find an answer.
The search for answers meant that the head coach dealt with a barrage of questions on the offense's inefficiency at his press conference Monday. He was not surprised at the incisive tone of the interrogation.
No, because when you got, you know, you got high standards, you know, you want to live up to those standards, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. And, you know, we've got one ultimate goal, and to get to that goal, we're going to have to play better offensively. And we're going to have to keep on playing at the same pace defensively. And that's, you know, and that's what you're working for.
Coach Shanahan's one of the smartest offensive minds in the game, and we got some great players. So we'll start going. I mean, there's some concern, but we put a focus on starting fast, and we started fast this week. We got down there, scored in the first quarter finally, and we put up 10 points in the first half. But, you know, we wanted to continue to just keep going through the whole game. And when we put one together, no one will remember the first, you know, these first few games.
But for now, the offense must continue its quest for answers, for ways to be more productive, and to get its playmakers the ball more often.
Well, I think everybody's disappeared a little bit. That's why we're not very productive. That's what you got to do. You got to get back. I mean, if you want to go through the stats, you can talk about the wide receiver, you can talk about the tight ends, you can talk about the running back. Now, the stats aren't going to be quite as good as we've talked about.
I really don't know what it is. You know, the only thing I can control is how I play and how we work together as a unit as far as on offense and most importantly as far as wide receiver. But, you know, I just hope that they can see as far as for what we're doing out there to help put us in position to score that we can take advantage of it more.
I just work here, man. I just do the plays that they call. You know, we had a lot of opportunity we didn't take advantage of. You know, we got to execute a little bit better. And but for the most part, you know, they're a good defensive football team, and we knew that. So, you know, the thing is get a win.
And the Broncos have done that, but with little margin for error. Right now, the difference has been the occasional big plays that the Broncos have been able to make, which have been just enough. Javon Walker, in particular, has bolstered the offense with key catches in recent weeks, while Tatum Bell has become a consistent threat in the backfield.
He's the only one making some big plays, him and Tatum, you know, making some big plays in the run game, but you know, we'll keep getting him the ball and hopefully you know, just keep moving the ball.
But Walker, who went into Sunday as the league's leader in third down receiving yardage, aches to help just a little more.
Only thing I can be accountable for is myself, and I just know the attitude that I take towards the game. And when I'm out there playing, I just know sometimes I'm in a zone where I know I can make plays, and I feel like if we take advantage of that, you know, I think big things could happen along with the other receivers. You know, we all feel the same way, and we all talk about it. So, you know, we'll just come back and practice this week and, you know, see where it takes us going into Cleveland.
If you're not frustrated, then you won't be in this business for long. You know, our offense used to be, you know, one of the tops, and when you're not, you go back and you look at yourself and try to figure out why, and you work on those things to make sure by the end of the season you're one of the top teams.
And getting there will be the Broncos' priority beginning this week. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.